Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Where do we start, Glenn? Where do we start? Very frustrating week.
No kidding, Steph. No kidding.
I mean, I got to start with this Ron Filipowski tweet. If Trump had already been arrested and was out on bond, the posts he is making now would be grounds for his bond to be revoked and incarcerated until his trial. Once he is arrested, any judge will make threatening posts against prosecutors, judge, and a jury is a violation of release. I mean, once again, we start our conversation with, is this legal? Is this not the most naked incitement to violence we've seen? That it will bring death and destruction if I'm charged is basically his last statement,
death,
I guess.
Death and destruction and calling Alvin Bragg an animal and holding up a baseball bat in a picture next to Alvin Bragg appearing ready to swing it and hit him.
Yeah.
You know, I get so tired of trying to explain the inexplicable, Steph, how you can have so many jurisdictions and so many prosecutors with so much evidence well beyond probable cause, which is what's needed to arrest and indict someone, and yet they let a dangerous criminal continue to roam both the streets and the internet, endangering people's lives and our democracy. I wish I had an explanation for this.
What? I mean, obviously, I've read, you know, Tristan Snell, Andrew Weissman's tweets about, you know, the delay this week. I mean, obviously, speculation is rampant all over the place. What is your take on what is happening specifically in Manhattan?
So the delay doesn't surprise me so much. When Donald Trump is the only person on the planet to announce, I will be arrested on Tuesday, by the way, send me money. I mean, we should have known that was a bunch of nonsense. Nobody else said he would be arrested on Tuesday. So listen, I've been inside grand juries enough to know. There's a lot of details and a lot of logistics that need to be put in place before you not only ask the grand jury to vote on charges, but you then unseal the indictment and you proceed to an arraignment. And, you know, the logistics involved in arresting Donald Trump or presenting Donald Trump for the first time in criminal court are considerable. So I have no problem with the New York District Attorney's Office needing to get all of its ducks in a row, not just legal, but also the logistics, so all of this can go down safely and securely. Listen, it feels like it should be next week, maybe the week after, but I don't know how long we really have to wait.
I keep hearing this phrase, stand down. You know, did the DOJ ask him to stand down because they're going to indict in the, you know, documents case this week or next week or whatever? I am not acquainted with this stand down, like, you know, that they wait for someone else or that timing shouldn't. I mean, I assume cases are brought when they are ready, right? When the case is ready, whatever that individual case is ready.
Yeah, I'm doing a deep dive podcast right now on this very topic, because when you say when a case is ready, Steph, once we have probable cause, which we have had for years against Donald Trump, the question is not when is the case ready, because it's ready to be brought once you have probable cause. The question is, by declining to act on that probable cause, are you endangering the public? Are you now waiting to the detriment of public safety?
Yeah.
The cases against Donald Trump have been ready for a very long time. And now what the prosecutors are doing is they're endangering public safety by, I don't know, everybody waiting for everybody else to go first. I don't quite know.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, I mean, I obviously Andrew Weissman speculating about it. Had they finally gotten Weisselberg to flip? Is that the delay? I mean, I know you wrote of, you retweeted, seems like Robert Costello's grand jury rebuttal testimony didn't go as well as Team Trump had planned. Not only that, it looks like Trump's lawyers exposed their hand to the prosecution who will use it during trial. Oops. And you just said huge tactical blunder by Donald Trump's team. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, I spent decades inside grand juries. And one of the really fun parts of investigating in the grand jury is the tactics of it, because not only did I want to get all the incriminating witnesses before the grand jury, like the Michael Cohens of the world, I wanted to try to identify every potential defense witness. The easy example is if I think a defendant is going to present a false alibi at trial, I subpoena those witnesses. Yeah. I put them before the grand jury and I debunk and I diffuse their bogus information that the defendant hoped would help him at trial. All Team Trump did by putting, Abbott Costello. I guess it's Abbott's in the Costello. I really wish they had brought Governor Greg Abbott to come in. It could have been the Abbott and Costello show.
I was just going to say, it is. We played that Rudy Giuliani clip from 2018 like 20 times yesterday. Yeah. Blowing up Costello's testimony on Hannity's show in 2018, completely blowing that up. Saying, oh, absolutely, he paid Michael, Cohen back. Oh, yeah, he knew about it. I mean, this is like a clown show. Yeah.
So the only thing Team Trump succeeded in doing by putting Costello in the grand jury is they gave the prosecutors every opportunity to now investigate whatever Costello's claims are, diffuse them, debunk them, rebut them, and they're going to be better prepared to meet the force of that evidence at trial. It was a stupid tactical move because I can promise you, whatever Costello said about Michael Cohen's credibility problems, the prosecutors already presented all that evidence to the grand jury. Because here's what we do, Steph. We front the bad information. We don't bury it from the grand jurors. We front it. It's called drawing the sting. We draw the sting out of potentially damaging information. Yeah. So we are the ones who frame it for the grand jury. We do the same thing at trial. We don't let the defense attorneys spring this stuff on juries.
Yeah. You tweeted, judge orders Trump attorney Evan Corcoran to testify in grand jury about Trump's obstruction of justice crimes, and appellate court agrees at lightning speed. Things are happening, friends. I was also reading Jen Rubin's tweet. Cannot emphasize enough how Corcoran's testimony versus Trump on Espionage Act and obstruction may be the single greatest threat to him, allegedly with notes and recording. This may be the final blow. I mean, it also seems like, the urgency could be national security related, right? I mean, that is lightning speed for a court, isn't it?
The appellate court smacked Team Trump down in about 6 hours. They gave Team Trump until midnight to file something. They gave Jack Smith until 6 a.m. the next morning to file something. And then they instantly rejected Trump's claims. Things are accelerating. And look at the parallel, Steph. Up in New York, you got one of Donald Trump's own lawyers testifying against him. Down in D.C., you got one of Donald Trump's own lawyers testifying against him. And whereas Michael Cohen has baggage, I think he can survive any attacks that come his way because he's got the receipts, right?
Yeah. There's
corroboration for his testimony. Down in D.C., Evan Corcoran is a former federal prosecutor, full disclosure. I worked with him. I had cases in common with him. I'm not an ongoing friend of his, though I talked to him quite a bit during the Bannon trial when he was representing Steve Bannon. But it's very different when you have a former federal prosecutor, particularly if he was the unwitting pawn of Donald Trump's crimes. When you have a guy like that testifying about Donald Trump's obstruction of justice and espionage crimes, I agree with Jennifer Rubin. Trump is done. He's done. All we need is an indictment.
Yeah. Let's talk Georgia for a minute. You tweeted breaking news. Trump is trying to derail the Fulton County investigation in Atlanta. And you just said, and it won't work, full stop. But is it what could be causing delay on that front?
No, I don't think that's what's causing delay. I think what's causing delay is twofold. One, there's reporting that Fani Willis is considering adding racketeering charges and conspiracy charges to the dozen or more people she's going to indict. That takes time to parse through. And then the other thing is, I think she's giving some of those dozen plus potential defendants the opportunity to come in and cooperate before they find their names on an indictment. So I am not at all surprised that they're working through all of that. But Donald Trump's motion to quash the grand jury report, Steph, is not a thing, right? Yeah. A motion to quash is basically when somebody's been subpoenaed and the witness who's been subpoenaed says, this is not a lawful subpoena. They go into the judge and they try to quash the subpoena. You can't quash a report that's already been issued.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, it's nonsense and it's a delay tactic.
Yeah. You tweeted, I look forward to the history recording AG James, DA Willis, and DA Bragg as the trifecta of Trump accountability. And as you sort of said at the opening here, it's not even a dog whistle anymore. Right. Calling Alvin Bragg an animal, you know, the posting of the him with the baseball bat. I mean, he's clearly trying to incite violence and, you know, calling them racist. I mean, he always projects, doesn't he?
And the most important question is, why is no prosecutor stepping up to address it? Because it's an imminent danger right now to Alvin Bragg and to others. Why aren't we stepping up to address it?
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You said, I wanted to ask you what you meant by this. You tweeted, I would slap a government exhibit sticker on this post and introduce it at his criminal trial on his initial post indicating he will be arrested Tuesday. So how can that and these other statements be used against him? Because I wake up every day and go, is that legal? Can he do that? Is that not fire in a crowded theater?
His every post is what we call a statement of a party opponent. Under the rules of evidence, it's admissible. And what he's doing now, Steph, is he's cross-pollinating incriminating evidence. What do I mean by that? He's posting things in connection with Alvin Bragg's hush money investigation, like calling people to action and violence in New York because I'm going to get arrested on Tuesday. And that is going to be admissible evidence in his insurrection case.
Yeah.
Because what he is showing he's doing is he's replicating the same dangerous circumstances he orchestrated that erupted into deadly violence in D.C. He's doing it all over again. So what does that show? It shows that he's doing it intentionally, knowingly, repeatedly, and for the actual benefit of violence ensuing. All of this becomes relevant and admissible across the spectrum of all of his cases.
Glenn, let me tell you, out here in Hollywood, this movie plot would be rejected for being too obvious that he's going to Waco tomorrow, a free man, while inciting violence across social media. I mean, and by the way, we keep saying the story of this time is also the unbelievable cowardice of the Republican Party. Just no comment on the, 34 deranged tweets or whatever they are, troughs, you know, inciting violence. You said Kevin McCarthy and Jim Jordan's weaponization of a congressional committee to interfere in, to obstruct a state prosecution of Donald Trump is a staggering abuse of power. I was mentioning how he met with Ashley Babbitt's mother yesterday, but he hasn't met with the Capitol policemen that were injured. He hasn't met with some, you know, parents of kids slaughtered in gun massacres, but he had time for this terrorist mother, right?
It's a staggering abuse of power by Jim Jordan, Kevin McCarthy, and others. And again, will anybody hold them to account? You know, if not, we can expect more of it, because we're basically encouraging this kind of behavior by turning a blind eye to it. And boy, the letter that Jordan and the other Republican committee chairman sent to the New York District Attorney's office was just a naked attempt to interfere in that investigation. And I urge everybody to read the reply letter
from Alvin
Bragg's general counsel, Leslie Dubeck. Oh, my God, does it sing? I take it on sentence by sentence in both a video and on my weekend podcast because it's a brilliant letter. She schools Jim Jordan like a third grader.
Yeah.
Jim, 10th Amendment, let me explain the powers of the federal government versus the powers of the state government. And Jim, in case you need to know, the 10th Amendment, you can find it between the 9th and the 11th.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's their role, is Donald Trump's defense attorneys, no matter what he does. And they'll spend the next 2 years defending criminality, this small government, you know, law and order party, right? Let's end on a good note. You said this is the third group of Oath Keepers to be convicted for crimes on 1-6. These successful prosecutions are a tribute to the federal prosecutors of the U.S. Attorney's Office for D.C. who have been working around the clock representing the interests of we the people. Whoever woman that stole Pelosi's laptop and whatever was sentenced to 3 years, which was, I think, less than they had hoped for. But, you know, as you say, justice, it's not like we haven't had any justice. It's just you keep talking about the suits versus the boots of the insurrection, right?
Yeah, and Steph, there are, DOJ just announced there are another 700 to 1,000 arrests coming of the people who attacked the Capitol that day. And if everybody can hold fast to this, just because Donald Trump hasn't been indicted yet does not mean Donald Trump won't be indicted. Donald Trump will be indicted across multiple jurisdictions. And then, you know, we're going to, I think, turn a corner and start to put this sad chapter of our nation's history behind us.
I don't know who said it, but it was about Gotti, right? John Gotti, that, you know, justice seems like it won't come at all. And then it comes all at once. I mean,
all at once.
Yeah.
We're here for the all at once part. Aren't
yeah.
Party at my house. All right. Listen to every single one of Glenn's videos. Do not miss him on TV. He is essential. Thank you, honey. See you next week.
Thanks.
Better
love
week.
You, Steph.
I
see
love
you guys.
You too. Love you too.